Lisi Bite.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Lisi Bite. Well, this should be Jaws 2019 release day. There are a lot of new features in Jaws 2019 and added support for particular applications. Keeping your software up to date is more important today than I think it's ever been. So it's very helpful if you can get onto Jaws 2019. And in fact, if you do so, we have a training course which is running next week at the time of recording called Catching Up with Jaws, the Next Chapter. And you can get yourself onto that by visiting our website at www.hartgen.org/next-chapter. And I'll tell you about all the new features and improvements there and demonstrate them as well. But that's not what this is all about. I'm going to install Jaws 2019 now. I'm going to then install Lisi and, if necessary, show you how to transfer your Lisi settings from your existing Jaws version to Jaws 2019. So let's do a little bit of forward planning before we start installing these products. First of all, you may need to know what your Jaws authorization string is. This is a 20-digit number that would have been provided to you by Vispero or Freedom Scientific or VFO, and that is different to your Jaws serial number, which is usually somewhere between 3 or 6 digits long. It consists of a series of letters and numbers, and when you activate Jaws, you may well be asked to type that in, so be sure that you have the authorization string to hand. I say may because starting this week, Vispero are introducing a new annual license system. And this is excellent because what it means is that you can get onto the latest version of Jaws by paying $90 per year. It's really excellent value, so you'll be able to get everything that Jaws offers for that value per year. You should bear in mind that the new annual licensing scheme only applies to Jaws home use and not to Jaws professional. So if you're using it in the workplace, for instance, then you cannot take advantage of this new system. Now, before you get excited, this only works in the United States at the moment, but that's fine. Every new scheme has to start somewhere, and America is a good place to do that. But the reason I'm mentioning it is because your serial number will be different to the one that you registered your copy of Lisi with initially. So if you are moving to the new annual license scheme, and there are good reasons for doing that, perhaps you're on Jaws 17 or 18 at the moment, and so it's more cost effective to move over to the new license scheme. That's a very good example of why you might want to do it if you've fallen behind a little bit. Then you need to please tell us what the old Jaws serial number is that you registered your copy of Lisi with, and what the new one is. So how do you get the Jaws serial number? I'm running Jaws at the moment. I'm going to press Insert with J.
Jaws context menu, option submenu O.
And because I have Jaws set to run in the system tray, I'm automatically in the menu bar for the Jaws program. Now, if your copy of Jaws is saying Jaws home use and it's not gone into a menu, then you have Jaws displayed in its own window. So if that applies to you, you would now need to press Alt H to go into help. But it doesn't apply to me, so I need to press H by itself.
Command search insert plus space J C.
And now I'll press A for alpha.
Leaving menus, about Jaws dialogue, Jaws, job access with speech, professional edition, version 2019.1810.64 ILM, serial number 76.
Okay, so it's now going to tell me the serial number, and I'm in an edit box, so I can use the left and the right arrow keys to read the serial number and make a note of it. So you should do that with the old version 2018, and when you've got the new JAWS installed, if you have used the new licensing system, then it will be a different serial number. So please make a note of the new one as well and let us have that information. I'll just press escape to drop out of here. The way this works with the new licensing scheme is that once you buy it, you are able to download a very small file. You run it and there are two buttons essentially. One is to download and activate JAWS, which will do just that. And the other is to just activate. So if you've already installed JAWS 2019, you will choose the second button. But if you want to do the whole caboodle, then it is the first one that you need. And it will do exactly that. It will download JAWS from the internet, install it, and when it restarts, it will automatically be activated. If you are not on the new licensing scheme, then you will have this 20-digit authorization string, which you will need to use. So be sure you know where it is. You will also need to download JAWS 2019 from the Vispero website, which is at freedomscientific.com. That's the way I get to it. And you will also need to download Lisi from our website. That will be the latest version, and I will make sure that it says for JAWS 2019 and earlier on the link. So you need to download either Lisi Total Package or Lisi Advanced, whichever you are licensed for. If you're not sure, then please do drop us an email. The JAWS 2019 file is much, much smaller than it used to be, unless you have downloaded what is called the offline installer, in which case, obviously, it's the usual size, probably about 120 megabytes or similar. But this one that I've got here is just over 20 megabytes in size. The idea with this, as with many modern applications, is this file has the core components in it, but it downloads a lot of the tools and utilities it needs from the internet. So be sure that your computer is connected to the internet. So I'm going to run the file now for JAWS 2019, and I don't think this will take very long to install. I'm probably not going to do any editing at all when I do this. So I have an older copy of JAWS running right now, and remember, you can have almost as many copies of JAWS installed on your system as you like. I have back to version 16, and I'm running Windows 10, and that's the earliest version that Windows 10 will allow. I would strongly encourage you not to uninstall JAWS 2018, or whichever JAWS version you're using, until all this setup that we're about to do is completed to your satisfaction. In the event something goes wrong, then at least you have a working version of JAWS to go back to with Lisi installed and working. So let's press enter on the file that I've downloaded from the internet to install JAWS 2019.
JAWS install. Welcome to the JAWS install. Press spacebar to accept the license agreement, followed by enter to begin. I accept the license agreement. Checkbox not checked.
Sounds straightforward. Let's do that.
Checked.
That's the spacebar, and then press enter.
Performing JAWS install. Press escape to cancel. Status. Progress bar. 0%. JAWS install.
So if it needs to download anything from the internet, it's
JAWS install.
Probably
performing
doing that
JAWS
now.
Install. Press escape to cancel. Status. Progress bar. 12%. The JAWS install was completed successfully. Close button.
I did not do any editing at all. Now, what might happen when you press enter is it may want to restart the computer. Let's see if it's going to do that. No, it isn't. Okay. I suspect that because I've had this installed before, that's the reason it hasn't asked whether I'd like to restart or not. But generally speaking, you'll have to do a computer restart if you haven't installed 2019 before. So let's assume that you've done that, and when you log back into Windows and the machine has restarted, this is what should happen.
JAWS for Windows. Migrate user settings dialog. An older version of JAWS was detected with custom user settings. Do you want to migrate settings to the current JAWS? Migrate settings from combo box. JAWS 2018, 1 of 3. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Alt plus S.
It's very important that you do not migrate your older JAWS settings into the new JAWS 2019. If you do that and you plan to use our products, then this system will not work correctly. So at the moment, it's asking me which version of JAWS I would like to migrate the settings from, and I don't want to do that, so I'm going to press Tab.
Yes button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus Y.
And Tab again.
No button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus N.
And press Space.
Space, JAWS activation dialog. This application requires authorization to run on this system and will continue in 40-minute mode. For a full version, please select the Update Authorization button. Update Authorization button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus U.
And that's what I'm going to do, because JAWS 2019 requires updated licensing information. So press space.
Space. Freedom Scientific Product Activation Dialog. Welcome to the Freedom Scientific Client Activator. This program will help you activate your Freedom Scientific software. You will need the authorization number that was shipped to you with your product. Select Internet if you have an internet connection on this computer. Select Manual to activate by telephone or fsactivate.com. Choose activation method. Internet left parent recommended, right parent radio button checked. One of two.
And internet is selected by default. That's what we want. So press enter on this.
Enter. If you have previously authorized, your authorization number appears below. If the code is not displayed, you can type in your authorization number. Authorization number colon edit. Type in text. Alt plus a.
And we'll see
blank.
That the authorization string is not in the edit box at the moment. I just pressed left arrow. If it is displayed there, then you don't need to type or paste anything in. Now, I, of course, have planned ahead, and I've got my authorization string. We keep a backup of every single serial number for every product that we've got. So I'm going to paste the contents of my clipboard into this edit box.
Paste it from clipboard.
And I'm just going to check it's there.
Authorization number colon edit 500.
And it is there, so that's fine. So now I'm just going to press enter.
Enter. JAWS activation has been successfully completed. Thank you. Finish button to activate. Press spacebar.
Thank goodness for that. It would have been awful if we'd have got through all of this and it had failed to activate. But it has done, so we're in good shape. We'll press enter.
Enter. JAWS Startup Wizard Dialog. Help us improve Freedom Scientific products. Would you like to participate in our effort to improve Freedom Scientific products by submitting anonymous usage data? Participate checkbox not checked.
This is a new checkbox in a new preliminary screen asking if you would like to submit anonymous usage data to Freedom Scientific to help improve JAWS. You can read more about this by pressing Tab.
Learn more dot 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 button to activate, press spacebar.
There's a Learn More button, and if you press space, it will give you the kind of information that they are going to collect anonymously. So the checkbox is unchecked by default. If you would like to check it, press Shift Tab, back to the checkbox, press space, and then continue to tab through the Startup Wizard.
Next greater button.
Here's the next button. Press space.
Space. Speech settings. Rate colon 57. Left right slider 15%.
Now you should be on familiar ground. This is the Startup Wizard set of screens allowing you to customize options to your preferences. And certainly you can go ahead and do that now. I'm not going to customize many of them, but just a few.
Punctuation colon S sum.
When I finish the recording, I will do more extensive customization. But as it is at the moment, we'll just do a few of them.
Typing echo caret, typing echo off radio button checked. 1 of 4. Enter. Run JAWS settings. If you select start JAWS at the logon screen, JAWS will be loaded at the logon screen.
Now, this is probably the most important screen. This is screen number 3 in this case now. And this relates to how JAWS starts when Windows begins. So the first checkbox,
start JAWS at the logon screen, checkbox checked.
You'll definitely want that, and you'll find that JAWS 2019 starts much more quickly than it used to.
Start JAWS after logon for all users, checkbox not checked.
Now I'm going to check that.
Space checked.
Because I am the only person using the computer.
Start JAWS after logon for this user, combo box, always 1 of 3.
And I want that as well. So that's great. Press enter.
Enter common options, smart navigation off radio.
And we'll just skip through these screens for now.
Enter verbosity settings, tutor messages announcement, tutor messages turn off menu and control help radio button.
I've turned off the tutor messages because we don't want those.
Enter braille translation.
And we'll skip the braille ones for now.
Enter braille set, enter JAWS professional.
As well. So I've just pressed enter, but of course you won't do that. You will tab through each screen and customize each option how you like it to be. If you are using the new JAWS Home annual licensing scheme, this is the part of the procedure where you should stop, and you should find out what the new JAWS serial number is. Let us know that information and then continue again when we let you know that you can do that, when your new activation is ready to go. So I've done a basic setup. I'm now going to install Leesy. So let me find my Leesy installer, which I will have downloaded. Okay, so here we go. It will be called leesytotalpackage.exe or leesyadvance.exe. I'll press enter on it.
Set up Leesy dialog.
And we now need to press the tab key.
I do not accept radio button checked.
And this relates to the license agreement. I'm going to press up arrow.
I accept radio button checked.
Press enter.
In which version of JAWS do you want to install Leesy Advanced? Preview JAWS 2019 radio button checked.
And JAWS 2019 has been detected. It is the default option. Or if you really want to, you can press the up and the down arrow keys in order to find the version of JAWS you want to install Leesy into. But JAWS 2019 sounds good, so we'll press enter.
Select the language folder where you want to install Leesy Advanced Preview and English US radio button checked.
This is a very important set of options. You must make sure that it is set to ENU, English United States, for Leesy to work correctly. And 99 cases out of 100 it is, but occasionally it defaults to some other language that Windows might have detected. So you want to make sure that that's the one that you've got. If it's not saying English United States, you can press the up and the down arrow keys until it does so. So press enter.
The scripts will be installed in the folder edit inapp data roaming.
And it's showing me now where the scripts are going to be installed. I'm going to press enter because the location is correct here. So generally, you won't need to worry about most options. You can just press enter all the way.
Leesy to continue, click next. If you would like to select a different folder, click browse, edit, Leesy.
Okay, and again, you can press enter on this.
Install button, Alt plus I.
And enter again on the install button.
0%. Cancel button. 100%. Yes, restart the computer now, radio button checked.
Now it's asking you whether you'd like to restart the computer, and I highly recommend that you do this. So press enter at this stage. I'm not going to because I'm recording, so I'm just going to do a little trick here, and we'll assume that the computer has in fact restarted. JAWS is about to come back on.
Leesy 4.01 build 56. JAWS professional.
And we're just waiting for Leesy to activate.
Leesy activation dialog. Activation has been successful. Would you like to restart JAWS for Windows now? The activation will not be active until you restart JAWS for Windows. Yes button, Alt plus Y.
And I'll press letter Y for the restart to occur.
JAWS for Windows is about to be restarted. Please wait. Restarting JAWS. See. Leesy 4.01 build 56. JAWS professional. FS cast 100.
That is the FS cast dialog box which has appeared, and it usually does so the second time, at least, that you run the new version of JAWS. And it's telling us what is new, which is all about the FS Open line for this month. I don't want to see this again, so I'm going to press Tab.
Listen now button, Alt, take me to FS Cast home, remind me later button. Okay, but don't tell me about new FS Casts, checkbox not checked, Alt.
Right, so don't tell me about new FS Casts.
Checked.
Or check that, and then Shift Tab back.
Okay button.
To okay, and press space. Right, so we've got Lisi activated. We've got the JAWS activated as well, so we're almost ready to go. For a lot of people, you are ready to go. Because if you just use Lisi in its basic form and you don't do anything in terms of creating any settings or you don't use any of the tools such as Lisi Notes or Lisi Texts or anything like that, then you can just go on your way and use it as you would expect to be able to use it. But quite a few people do. They do enjoy all the tools that we have available. So how are you going to move your settings across? Well, move your settings is probably a bit of an incorrect term because we're not moving anything. What we're actually doing is making a copy of the individual settings. And this should also bring across any JAWS scripts which you may have installed for other applications. I'm thinking of audio applications like SoundForge or GoldWave or anything like that. So, how do you go about doing it? Well, let's just first of all prove this point, shall we? I'm going to go to the desktop.
Folder view, list view.
And if I press the Lisi key followed by L, I should find out that there are no Lisi texts available.
Lisi, there are no Lisi texts available.
Right. Okay, so when we bring them across in a moment, we should have at least one that I've set up here in JAWS 2018. To do this, I'm going to go to what we call the Lisi Backup and Restore Manager. And I have talked about this in an earlier Lisi Byte as to how to back up your JAWS settings, either to a local drive or to an external one. To do this, I'll press the Lisi key,
Lisi,
followed by Ctrl-Shift-B for Backup.
Lisi Backup and Restore dialog. List 1, list view. Inherit settings from an alternative JAWS version. 1 of 5.
Inherit settings from an alternative JAWS version. I'll press Enter.
Inherit JAWS settings from alternative version dialog. List 1, list view. Inherit settings from JAWS version 14. 1 of 7.
Alright, so which JAWS version do I want to inherit the settings from? Well, it's 2018. So I'm going to down arrow until I find that.
Inherit settings from JAWS version 2018.
Perfect. Press Enter.
Lisi migration in progress. Please do not press any keys on the keyboard during this time. Restarting JAWS. Lisi 4.01 build 56. JAWS professional.
That is, or should be, everything in place. Now let's just go back to the desktop here.
Folder view list.
And I'll press the Lisi key, followed by L. Now I'm already noticing a difference. Okay, because last time it said Lisi, and now it's playing my little bleep sound, which indicates that the sounds are on. So this should be good. If I press L.
List of Lisi texts dialog. List 1, list view, signature, 1 of 1.
And we've immediately got our Lisi text and anything else that we may have customized. So it should be a very straightforward process. I'll just press escape to get out of here. And that is how you would go about it. Now, if you have any doubt about any of that, or you need assistance in order to do it, if you still don't feel comfortable doing it, then you should write to Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at hartchenconsultancy.com, and we can arrange an appointment at some stage to do that. Please be patient, because obviously we've done quite a lot of testing with Lisi, but as with any product, when it gets out onto hundreds of machines, there's always something that we've missed, so please be patient on that one, and we'll try and get to an update as soon as possible. There are at least two other major products that we need to get out during the course of the next week. So it really is an all-go situation here at the moment. So hopefully you're now up and running. Enjoy your JAWS 2019 and the new version of Lisi to work with it.
For more information, please visit www.hartgen.org/lisibytes.